International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 4. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Acts 2:32-34. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand." In Acts 2:22-36, Peter witnessed of Jesus in his work, death, resurrection, and ascension. In verse 36, Peter declared, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified." Jesus was made the Lord to possess all, and he was made the Christ to carry out God's commission. As God, the Lord Jesus was already the Lord, and in his divinity there was no need for him to be made Lord. Nevertheless, in his ascension he, as a man, was made the Lord of all by God. God made Jesus the Lord of all to possess all things, including us. Today's reading. The Lord Jesus was also Christ, even from eternity. Furthermore, he was born as the Christ. However, in his ascension he was officially made the Christ of God. God had already appointed him, but in his ascension he still inaugurated him into his office as the Christ to carry out God's commission. May we all be impressed with the fact that in Acts 2:36 Lord refers to possession, and Christ refers to commission. Acts 2:14-47 emphasizes Peter's speaking concerning Christ. Peter spoke of Christ, and he even spoke forth Christ. This is the first case of the speaking of Christ by the believers. In his speaking, Peter presented to us the man Jesus and witnessed to us concerning him. In particular, Peter spoke of the Lord Jesus in his work, death, resurrection, and ascension. In his speaking concerning Christ in chapters 2 through 5 of Acts, Peter did not refer to him as the Son of God. Rather, in these chapters Peter stressed that the Lord Jesus is a man. The reason for this emphasis is that the Jews crucified Christ as a man, regarding him merely as a despised man, a Nazarene, a person of low estate. Therefore, Peter said that the one regarded by the Jews as a lowly Nazarene was approved by God in all that he did. Peter's speaking of Christ produced the propagation of Christ. On the day of Pentecost, this propagation included the 3,000 souls who were saved. From this we see that the speaking of Christ surely leads to the propagation of Christ in those who believe in him. Furthermore, the believers as Christ's propagation become the church. Therefore, in chapter 2 we see that the speaking of Christ produced a church in Jerusalem. In this chapter we have both the propagation of Christ and the church life. After Peter spoke concerning the Lord Jesus in his work, death, resurrection, and ascension, he instructed and exhorted the Spirit-moved ones to repent, to be baptized, and to be saved. Acts 2:37 and 38 say, "When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'What should we do, brothers?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent and each one of you be baptized upon the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Here Peter first told the people to repent. Literally, the Greek word for repent means to think differently afterward, that is, to have a change of mind. To repent is to have a change of mind with regret for the past and a turn for the future. On the negative side, To repent before God is not only to repent of sins and wrongdoings but also to repent of the world and its corruption, which usurp and corrupt people whom God created for Himself, and to repent of our God-forsaking life in the past. On the positive side, it is to turn to God in every way and in everything for the fulfillment of His purpose in creating man. Therefore, it is a repentance unto God. This is the end of today's morning revival.